Hey guys, it's time for the Future Tech Podcast, and this is your host, Chris Fernando. In this podcast series, we cover all the latest and greatest in the world of tech, including artificial intelligence, machine learning, digital transformation, cybersecurity, big data, and lots more. In today's episode, I'm joined by Mohammad Abdallah, the Regional Director for Middle East, Turkey, and Africa at SonicWall. We speak about the current scenario of digital transformation in this region, the challenges involved, the security issues with digital transformation, the changes in the role of a CISO, and so on. So let's begin. Hey Mohammad, nice to have you with us on the Future Tech Podcast. So, according to you, what is the current scenario for digital transformation in this region?
Thank you for having me today. Due to the current pandemic situation and the increase in number of cyber attacks and security breaches, might slow down the growth of digital transformation market in our region. However, still the implementation of digital solution is gaining more attention across various industries, especially with the mission-critical ones, like healthcare, education, and different government sectors. These industries are leveraging the most from this transformation. Access to real-time information results in fast, efficient decision-making. Automation of business operations facilitate them to increase productivity and cope with the continuous changes in our lifestyle.
With everyone focusing on digital transformation, what sort of challenges can companies face in the digital transformation journey?
There are many challenges for digital transformation. However, I would say the top two are security and lack of expertise to lead any transformation initiative. Security is by nature a main concern for any organization. This adds more burden and complexity for such transformation decision. We are talking here about more integration and data exchange, which increase risk. Skilled expertise is the second most challenging aspect to the equation. Getting people to change mindset and adopt such transformation require more skills and development.
So what sort of security issues can crop up?
That's a great point. Digital transformation cannot be successfully implemented without facilitating all the technology barriers involved, like agility, information silos, business processes, etc. If we check the common factor for all these barriers, it will be security. Security is the most critical common component in all technology barriers. I would say having a fearless, boundless security practice is the key for successful for any transformation right.
How do you think can digital transformation change security needs?
The digital transformation is alerting security needs in some fundamental ways. I would like to highlight two as an example. Firstly, expanded attack surface. The more applications, data, and processes move into the digital era, the more opportunities there are for hackers and other bad actors. There are more potential points of entry, making it difficult for cybersecurity professionals to catch all vulnerabilities and keep track of all threats. Secondly, higher potential for damage. What I mean by that, the potential for damage due to a data breach or hack is also greater than it has ever been. Data is extremely valuable to business today, and more devices are now internet connected, meaning they could be hacked, and the list goes on and on.
So how is the role of a CISO changing in terms of strategies adopted for digital transformation?
However, while digital transformation presents a range of opportunities for any organization, it also presents challenges which put more pressure on any CISO from day one. Recent survey by security analysts found that 85% of CISOs view security issues related to digital transformation as having an extremely large effect on their organization. Digital transformation and security must be planned and deployed in parallel. And if they are, security can become one of the greatest enabler of digital transformation.
Do you believe security teams should transform themselves along with the digital transformation of their companies?
Actually, as I was referring at the beginning of our discussion regarding digital transformation challenges and people skills being one of the main challenges, I'm a big believer that it's a must for the security team to develop their skills and strategy to cope with this transformation. I would say that a successful cyber attack can result in lack of security systems or security team. Having the best security system without the right skilled security team will lead to a break in the chain.
How do you think companies and the security teams keep their pace with cybersecurity?
I would say keep always up to date with all the cybersecurity trends. At SonicWall, as a cybersecurity platform leader, we feel the responsibility toward our community. We always update, educate, and consult with our customers, partners, and the wider community with the latest attraction around security. This is part of our boundless cybersecurity message.
Thank you for speaking to us, Mohammed. It was nice having you with us on Future Tech Podcast.
And thank you very much for having me today.